Hello, hello, Des Moines. Yes, yes, it's great to, great to be back in Iowa. I was here just 2 weeks ago. I'm coming every 2 weeks from now on. That's going to be it. Well, we busted out of class, had to get away from those fools. We learned more from a 3-minute record than we ever learned in school. Tonight I hear the neighborhood drummer sound, I can feel my heart begin to pound. You say you're tired and you just want to close your eyes and follow your dream down. Well, we made a promise, we swore we'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Like soldiers on a winter's night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Well, now young faces grow sad and old, and hearts of fire, they grow cold. We swore blood brothers against the wind. I'm ready to grow young again. I hear your sister's voice calling us home across the open yards. Well, maybe we could cut some place of our own with these drums and these guitars. Well, we made a promise, we swore we'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Blood brothers on a stormy night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. La 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 la. Ah, la 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 la, ah, la 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 la. Now on the street tonight, the lights are growing dim. The walls of my room are closing in. There's a war outside still raging. You say it ain't ours anymore. When? But I want to sleep beneath peaceful skies in my lover's bed, with a wide open country in my eyes. We'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Blood brothers on a stormy night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Thank you, thank you. Thanks a lot. Glad to be here tonight for Iowa, for President Obama. I want to begin with a shout out to all our neighbors back in the Northeast. We're hit so hard by Hurricane Sandy. Our thoughts and our prayers are with you. It's good to be here in Iowa today, and it's going to be great to feel the power of your votes and your voices tomorrow. Yes! Yes! This is promised land. I Rattlesnake Speedway in the Utah desert. I pick up my money and head back into town. Driving across the Waynesburg County line. I got the radio on, but I'm just killing time. Working all day in my daddy's garage. Driving all night, chasing some mirage. Pretty soon, dog, we're gonna take charge. Well, the dogs on Main Street howl, 'cause they understand. If I could take this moment into my hand, Mr. I ain't a boy, no, I'm a man. And I done my best now to live the right way. I get up every morning and go to work each day. But your eyes go blind and your blood runs cold. Sometimes I feel so weak, I just want to explode. Explode and tear this whole town apart. Take a knife and cut this pain from my heart. Try to find somebody, chin for something to start. Well, the dogs on Main Street howl, 'cause they understand. If I could take this moment into my hands, Mr. I ain't a boy, no, I'm a man. And I believe in the promised land. Oh, there's a dark cloud rising from a desert floor. I pack my bags and I'm headed straight into the storm. Gonna be a twister to blow everything down that ain't got the faith to stand its ground. Blow away the dreams that tear you apart. Blow away the dreams that break your heart. Blow away the lies that leave you nothing but lost and brokenhearted. Well, the dogs on Main Street howl, 'cause they understand. If I could take this moment into my hand, Mister, I ain't a boy, no, I'm a man. And I believe, and I believe, and I believe in the promised land. Thank you, thank you. Thanks a lot. I campaigned with President Obama 4 years ago. And since then, he's kind of felt like we're buddies or something, you know. And occasionally, the phone rings late at night. I pick it up. And I hear, let's stay together whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Mr. President, that's right. So, Mr. President, yeah, you know. And happens every so often. Middle of the night. Not asking me about foreign policy. I actually think he has musical aspirations, which is why I'm hoping we get four more years of the president, because I think he's trying to compete, to be honest with you, you know? So after the first debate, I figured, you know, phone rings, 2 a.m. after the first debate. I can't get no satisfaction. Mr. President? All right. And, you know, another week or so later after the second debate, I got a 4 a.m. version of I'm Sexy and I Know It. So, well, then he called me about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago and pick up the phone here. Bruce. We need a campaign song. So the campaign song. I said, okay. You know, well, what do you have in mind? Well, let's start with our campaign slogan, which of course is. All right. But I said, well, what else you want in it? Obama. Okay. All right. So. This was a work in progress in Ames a few weeks ago, but I can honestly say that I have refined this. It's finally finished, and the election is sealed once this song is played. If the swing states are swinging, they're going to tilt right over into the Obama column once they hear this song. This was not easy to write. I'll explain to you as we go. Oh, I'm going to need your help because I'm going to sing a line and then you're going to shout forward, the campaign slogan. Well, I kissed your sister, then I kissed your mama. I'm a musician. Usually this time of day, I'm still in my pajamas. Let's vote for the man that got Osama. Forward and away. I'm warning you, that's the best verse. All right. I like them signs popping up at the end of every. So I came to the second verse, and I had a problem already because there's not that many things that rhyme with Obama. So I said, while I came to Iowa looking for a date, we kissed, and I said, it's a hell of a state. We made love, but it wasn't so great. Forward and away we go. So I got one more verse, and I'm thinking, what can I write about? I need a good finish. Okay, I'll write about the debates. Yeah, I'll write about the debates. All right. So I started the first debate. Actually, it really freaked me out, all right? But then Romney got schooled by Obama. Smiling Joe Biden brought the drama. Fox News said he was smoking marijuana. Forward and away. Election sealed. That's it. Finished. Last word. All right. I'm here today for Iowa, for America, and for President Obama. Now, for the last 30 years, I've been writing in my music about the distance between the American dream and American reality. I've seen it from the inside, and I've seen it from the outside. I grew up as a blue-collar kid in Freehold, New Jersey. My parents struggled, often unsuccessfully, trying to make ends meet. And I've seen it as an adult, visiting the Ninth Ward after Katrina in New Orleans, or meeting folks from food pantries from all around the United States who work daily to help our struggling citizens through the hard times we've been suffering. The American dream and an American reality. Our vote tomorrow is the one undeniable way we get to determine the distance in that equation. Tomorrow, we get a personal hand in shaping the kind of America we want our kids to grow up in. I'm a husband and a dad. My lovely wife, Patty's here with me. Yeah. We got three kids growing up, going out into the world. I'm 63. Patty is much younger. Much, much younger. But we've both lived through some galvanizing moments in American history. We've lived through the Civil Rights Movement, the Peace Movement, the Women's Movement. We've played in East Berlin 1 year before the fall of the Berlin Wall. And we were with Amnesty International a year before the release of Nelson Mandela and the end of apartheid. And these were days, these were times when you could feel the winds of change moving. You could feel the world shifting beneath your feet. And we both remember another galvanizing moment, and that was the night that President Obama was elected. I remember sitting on my couch, and my job for 30 years has been, what I do for a living is I imagine America. And I remember sitting there and thinking, yeah, this is who we can be. This is who we can be. It was an evening when the hope of your heart felt fulfilled, and when you could feel the locked doors of the past being blown open to new and previously unimaginable possibilities, to fresh hope and change. But now today we have another battle. We're charged with the hard daily struggle to make those possibilities, those changes real and enduring in a world that challenges your hopefulness, in a world that is often brutally resistant to change. We've lived through that struggle over the past 4 years when the forces of our opposition have been tireless. I stood with President Obama 4 years ago, and I'm proud to be standing with him tonight because I'm thankful for the historic advances in healthcare. I'm thankful for a more regulated Wall Street that will begin to protect our citizens from the blind greed of those who overreach. My dad worked on the Ford assembly line when I was a kid. And I'm thankful that we have a president that had faith in the automobile industry and that General Motors is today making cars. Because what else would I write about? I'm thankful that we have a decisive president working hard to keep America safe, and I'm appreciative of the fact that, as promised, he has ended the war in Iraq and is bringing the war in Afghanistan to a close. I'm here today because I'm concerned about women's rights and health issues, both at home and around the world. I don't have to tell you about the danger to Roe versus Wade under our opponent's policies. I'm also troubled by the 30 years of increasing disparity in wealth between our best-off citizens and everyday Americans. That's a disparity that threatens to divide us into two distinct and separate nations, and we have to be better than that. Finally, I'm here today because I've lived long enough to know that the future, it's rarely a tide rushing in. It's often a slow march, inch by inch, day after painful, long day. And we are in the midst of one of those long days right now. And I believe that President Obama feels those days in his bones for all 100% of Americans. He'll live those days with us. Well, President Obama last time ran as a man of hope and change, and you hear a lot of talk about how things are different now, how that's not so, but things aren't any different. They're just realer. It's crunch time now. The president's job, our job, yours, mine, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent, rich, poor, black, brown, white, gay, straight, soldier, civilian, is to keep that hope alive and to combat the cynicism and the apathy. We have to believe in our power to change our lives and the country and the world that we live in. So, this is the night before the day. It's the night before the day. And tomorrow's the day. And we're going to go to work tomorrow. And then we're going to go to work the day after that and the day after that, when the work really counts. Let's re-elect President Obama to carry our standard forward towards the America that waits in our hearts. God bless. This is called Land of Hope and Dreams. Grab your ticket and your suitcase. Thunder's rolling down this track. Well, you don't know where you're going now, but you know you won't be back. Well, darling, if you're weary, lay your head upon my chest. We'll take what we can carry. Yeah, and we'll leave the rest. Big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Meet me in a land of hope and dreams. Will I will provide for you, and I'll stand by your side. You'll need a good companion now for this part of the ride. Yeah, leave behind your sorrows. Let this day be the last. Well, tomorrow there'll be sunshine. And all this darkness pass. Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Yes, meet me in a land of hope and dreams. Well, this train carries saints and sinners. This train carries losers and winners. Well, this train carries whores and gamblers. Yeah, this train carries lost souls. I said this train carries brokenhearted. This train, thieves and sweet souls departed. This train carries fools and kings, Lord, this train. All aboard, I said, now this train, dreams will not be thwarted. This train, faith will be rewarded. This train, hear the steel wheel singing. This train, bells of freedom ringing. Their big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Meet me in a land of hope and dreams. Meet me in a land of hope and dreams. Meet me in a land of hope and dreams. God bless you. Get out and vote tomorrow. Let's re-elect President Obama.